Hi, Jason. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, we spoke about 2 years ago. I had very severe carpal tunnel and was close to recommended surgery, and also some trigger finger. You put me on P5P supplement, and amazing, in 3 to 6 months, it cleared up everything to within like 95% sensitivity again.
Yay.
Now, for the last 3 months, the carpal tunnel is fine, but I've had some trigger finger again, and really the sensitivity and the pain is in the ring fingers of both hands, the knuckle joint on the palm. I've continued the P5P. What do you think I need to do in addition?
Okay. Now, that P5P, hopefully you got the 50 milligram size and you're using it either 2 or 3 times a day. Is that correct?
Just once a day at the moment.
Well, that ain't going to do it, sir. Not if it's a recurrent one. I'm sorry for the poor language there, but it just isn't. Especially, it rarely comes back, but it does do occasionally, and especially when it comes back, we have to go to that 50 milligram dose and use it 3 times a day. And here's the other thing. I'm sure you did this, but I'll just repeat it for everybody out there, and that is that any 1B vitamin, when we use it in larger quantities like that, needs to be backed up with a B-complex capsule, and the B-complex itself doesn't always contain P5P. If you can find one that does, and it has 50 milligrams, and use one of those 3 times a day, you're even better off. But most of the time, you can't find one that has that much in a B-complex. But you still need some of that B-complex to help any one of the individual B vitamins work. So anyway, P5P, 50 milligrams, 3 times a day will usually take care of it, and it should be joined by a B-complex capsule right along with it.
The B-complex, just one of those a day, or also 3 times a day?
You can probably get by with morning and evening on the B-complex, sir.
Okay. All right. And is that about the same waiting, 3 to 6 months, to notice a benefit?
Well, not to very much start to notice a benefit, but to really notice a big benefit, I'm afraid so, yes. And by the way, everybody, this isn't original with me. I got to thank Dr. John Ellis, who discovered all this and put it in his book called The Doctor Who Looked at Hands, Dr. John Ellis.
All right, I'll look for that too. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling and getting the word out about this. Really appreciate it, sir.